Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a continuation from the Gemara before and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Mebeis. In our Gemara we find the following machlekes: if there is a halacha of Mesadrin of Baal Chayv or not. By Erechin we find that there is a halacha of Mesadrin, which Rashi explains, based on the Gemara Erechin and Daf Kuf Daled, that from the pasuk v'machu me'erkecha we darshan hachayehu me'erkecha, which means to say that the kohen is meshayu k'dei chayev v'noito ashar v'yati dei hektish. Now, as far as Baal Chayv is concerned, there is a machlokes if you are now Baal Chayv from Erechin with gzeira shava micha micha or not. Say that just like by Erechin there is a halacha mesadrin, so too by Baal Chayv there is a halacha mesadrin, and we are meshayu k'dei chayev. Or do we say that by Baal Chayv there is no such halacha to be meshayu k'dei chayev? Now, according to the Mandamer who holds Mesadrin, and even by Baal Chayv there is a lacha Mesadrin, we find a tremendous machlekes harishanim. When is one Mesadr by a Baal Chayv? Taisis with your maschal ma'erechin shemachzir Mesadrin, and so too the Rosh understand that there is a lacha Mesadrin by Baal Chayv is only b'shas gevia. When one is coming to collect his Chayv, then there is a lacha Mesadrin that we are Meshayer like de Chayv. But as far as Mashkin is concerned, if one is taking a Mashkin and he is not coming to collect his chayv, then there is no halacha mesadrin. Mashkin, the entire halacha is this, that there is halacha vashav asavot. And therefore this, that the Braisa says minichnoi, is only b'shas kviya. Tesis brings a found graya. Tesis says, had there been a halacha mesadrin by a Mashkin, m'kein mach hazor shayach, teri minichnoi wagamri k'dei tzarkai, umma yachsu ayoid. And from this raya, Tesis proves that halacha mesadrin is only halacha in gevias hachayv, not halacha in mashkin. And by mashkin, that is where there is halacha machzirin. The Ramban and the Rashba on the other end argue, and the Ramban and the Rashba say that even by netilas mashkin, there is halacha mesadrin. Now one has to understand, according to the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba, where is there halacha machzirin? If there is halacha mesadrin, we never took the mashkin uchatchila. So to answer this kash, we find that the Rishonim answer the kash as follows. The Rishonim say that this, that there is halacha machzirin, is referring to a case either ba'avar u'mishkanai, that he took a mashkin shloi kedin, and the reason why the mashkin is a mashkin shloi kedin is because there is halacha mesadrin, and by a case that he took a mashkin shloi kedin, that is where there is halacha machzirin, and that is the makar of the Gemara and Tmur that we mentioned before in our Shirin Daf Kofi Gimel. That the Gemara and Tmura proves from our Mishnah that even when a mashkin was taken to a kedin, it still has a halacha of a mashkin, and there still is a halacha of chazar as a mashkin. That is the first mahalach of the Rishonim. The second mahalach of the Rishonim is this, that our Mishnah is referring to a case that it was nasna loy midaitai. The loyve gave the malva a mashkin midaitai, and even though such a mashkin cannot be taken by korchish haloyve based on the halacha mesadrin, but our Mishnah is referring to a case that the loyve gave the malva mashkin midaitai, and in such a case, that is where there is halacha machzirin. That is the second mahalach of the Rishonim as far as how to explain pshat in our Mishnah according to their mahalach, that halacha mesadrin applies even to a mashkin. In the Agoyas Hagron, our Gemara and Sot, we find in the Goyin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Sadi Zayin of Katan Nun Hei, that the Goyin explains pshat in our Mishnah as follows. This, our Mishnah says, by a karu machresha, that he is noitlei umachziroi, is because since by a karu machresha one does not need a karu machresha constantly, for that reason the halacha mesadrin is not mechayiv one not to take a karu machresha. This, that the Baisa says, that based on the halacha mesadrin, he is noise mita umita umatza la'asher, mita umita mafatzalani, is because those objects are constantly needed by the loive, and therefore based on the halacha mesadrin, one cannot take those objects to begin with. As far as objects that are not needed constantly, then all one is mechuyev to do is to be machzirin. But one is allowed to take those objects at a time that those objects are not needed. L'chaira, according to the Goyin, one can say that this, that there is halacha machzirin, according to the Tana of Mesadrin, is based on this, that there is halacha mesadrin by a Baal Chayv. And since there is halacha mesadrin by a Baal Chayv, as far as objects are needed constantly, one is not allowed to take those objects to begin with. On the other hand, as far as objects are not needed constantly, one is allowed to take those objects at a time that they are not needed, but he is mechuyev to return them at a time that they are needed. Based on the halacha mesadrin. And therefore this Machlekes Tanoim, if there's halacha mesadrin by a Baal Chayv or not, is also Machlekes as far as how to understand the halacha machzirin. Is the halacha machzirin based on this that there's halacha mesadrin, or is halacha machzirin an entirely new halacha, which has nothing to do with halacha mesadrin, since according to that Tana, there is no halacha mesadrin by a Baal Chayv? But if so, one can ask the following kasha. Why is it necessary for the Torah to mechadesh a parasha machzirin if we know that there is a parasha machzirin based on this that there is a halacha mesadrin? And so too one can ask, from this that we find that by hektish there is a halacha mesadrin, but still there is no halacha machzirin. So from here one clearly sees that even according to the explanation of the Goyin, the halacha machzirin is not based on this that there is a halacha mesadrin, but rather the halacha machzirin is an entirely new halacha by Mashkin. And machzirin by Mashkin is considered a tzedaka. In the Rosh we find in other kasha, on the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba, will understand that halacha mesadrin applies even to when he is coming to take something as a mashkin. The Rosh asks, what is pshat in this that we find by hektish mesadrin ve'imachzirin? If there is a halacha mesadrin, hektish never took anything which is necessary to be machzir. And so too the Rosh asks, what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara, that there is a chaymer behedyet me behektish, since by hedyet there is a halacha machzirin, and by hektish there is no halacha machzirin. By hektish, hektish never took it, based on the halacha mesadrin by hektish. Now to understand the second kash of the Rosh. What was nitosef in the second kash of the Rosh over the first kash of the Rosh? The Rosh in his first kash already asked, that where is there halacha v'machzirin by hektish? Hektish has halacha mesadrin, and therefore hektish never took the object to begin with. If so, what is pshat in the second kasha of the Rosh, the machimer huzeh behedyet me behektish? So to explain pshat in the second kasha of the Rosh, Ochoya, one has to say as follows, that the Rosh in the second kasha is coming to say that even if we are to say, like we mentioned before, b'shem the Goyin, that even though there is halacha mesadrin, still one is allowed to take the object at a time that the object is not needed. Therefore, the halacha machzirin will apply to such an object, and therefore by hektish, we will say a machzirin. But still the Rosh asks, since there is a halacha by hektish ve'machzirin, based on the halacha mesadrin, hektish will not be able to take that object to begin with, since he'll need it eventually. And even though right now he does not need it, but since he'll need it eventually, that itself is a reason that based on the halacha mesadrin, hektish will not be able to take such an object. In other words, even if we are to say like the Goyin, that one is allowed to take the object to begin with at a time that the object is not needed, that is only because he is planning on returning the object at a time that the object is needed, based on the halacha machzirin. But if there is no halacha machzirin, and he is taking the object, he will not return the object even at a time that the object is needed, based on the halacha mesadrin, he will not be able to take such an object. That is the kasha of the Rosh, on the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba. So to answer this kasha, we find the following mahalach in the Ran. The Ran answers the kasha that this that there is a halacha by hektish ve'machzirin is referring to a keli that's not royally. For example, in itzlas bas mea mona, that by hektish, even though there is a halacha mesadrin, but still we will take the itzlas bas mea mona and sell it, and give the person back whatever is necessary. That is pshat in the halacha by hektish mesadrin ve'machzirin. We will not be machzir the extra part. And based on the halacha v'machzirin, we have a right to go and sell the itzlas bas me'amona and only give him whatever he needs. On the other hand, by hedyet that there is a halacha machzirin, the halacha will be that we will take the itzlas bas me'amona and we will return the itzlas bas me'amona. We are not allowed to go and sell the itzlas bas me'amona and only return him whatever is necessary. And that is the chimer of hedyet over hektish, that since hedyet has halacha machzirin, the halacha machzirin is mechayev to machzir the actual itzlas bas me'amona. Only by hektish, that there is halacha v'machzirin, do we say that we are allowed to sell the itzlas bas me'amona and only give the person back whatever is necessary based on the halacha mesadrin. That is how the Ran answers the kasha of the Rosh. From the Goyin that we mentioned before, L'chaya comes out that the Goyin understands that even if there is halacha mesadrin, but still one is allowed to take the object as long as the object is not needed. And even though he is taking the object, and he will not return the object even at a time that the object is needed, but still he is allowed to take the object since at this point of time the object is not needed. So again, from the second kasha of the Rosh, one sees that the Rosh is nochis the chiddush of the Goyin, that even if there is halacha mesadrin, but still one is allowed to take the object at a time that the object is not needed. Just the Rosh understands that one is only allowed to take the object If one is planning on returning the object, once the object will be needed. On the other hand, according to the Goyin, one is allowed to take the object, even though he will not return the object, even once the object is needed. From the Rishayim that we mentioned before, who answered the Kasha from our Mishnah, and explained Pshat in our Mishnah, this that our Mishnah says Machzirin, even though there is Halacha Masajin as far as Netilas Mashkin is concerned, since our Mishnah is referring to a case, either that the Netilas Mashkin was done Shalei Kedin, or that the Leva went and gave the Mashkin to the Malva Midaitai, one sees that the Rishayim argue on the Anacha of the Rosh and the Goyin, and the Rishayim understand that based on the Halacha Masajin, one cannot take the mashkin even at a time that the mashkin is not needed, even though he is planning on returning the mashkin when the mashkin will be needed. Now, one has to understand pshat in these rishayim. What is pshat in this that the rishayim are chilek on the hanacha of the Rosh and the Goyin? That even though there is a lacha masajin, but still one is allowed to take the mashkin since at this point of time the mashkin is not needed. And when the mashkin will be needed, he will be returning the mashkin. So to explain pshat in the Rishayim Ochir, one has to say as follows, that the Rishayim understand that based on the halacha mesajin, we say that whatever is necessary for chayiv is not meshubet to the chayiv, and the halacha mesajin is halacha and shiba nechosim. And since mesajin is halacha and shiba nechosim, for that reason any nechosim which are necessary for chayiv are not meshubet for the chayiv, and therefore they cannot be taken as a mashkin even at a time that he does not need those nechassim, since eventually he will need those nechassim, and therefore those nechassim are considered nechassim that are necessary for kedei chayev. For that reason, there is no shiba nechassim on those nechassim whatsoever, and for that reason, one cannot take those nechassim as a mashkin for one's chayev. In order to be able to take nechassim as a mashkin, one needs a shiba nechassim. Those nechassim are not meshubed. This that the Rosh argues, and the Rosh understands one can take the nechassim at a time that the nechassim are not meshubed, is Ochayah because the Rosh understands that halacha mesajin is not halacha and shiba nechassim. The nechassim that are necessary for kedei chayev are not meshubet to the chayev, but rather even nechassim that are necessary for kedei chayev are meshubet for the chayev. The entire halacha mesajin is halacha and hilchas gevias chayev, that the gevias chayev cannot take place on something which will infringe on kedei chayev. Therefore, the Rosh understands that as long the taking of the mashkin will not infringe on kedei chayev, since he is taking the mashkin at a time that the mashkin is not needed. For that reason, even though there is a halacha masajin, but still one will be able to take the mashkin at a time that the mashkin is not needed. That is a chayev pshat in the understanding of the Rosh. Now, chayev one has to understand pshat in the Goyin. What is pshat in this that the Goyin understands? One is allowed to take the mashkin at a time that the mashkin is not needed, even though he is taking the mashkin, and he is not planning on returning the mashkin even once the mashkin will be needed. And for that reason, one needs a new parasha of Chazaras HaMashkin. If not for the parasha, the one is Mechuyev LaHachzer HaMashkin, he will be allowed to keep the mashkin even once the mashkin is needed. So to explain pshat in the Goyin Ochei, one has to say as follows, that the Goyin understands, like the other Rishayim, that Halacha Masajin is Halacha and Shiba Nechassim. But the Goyin understands this, that we say, that based on the Halacha Masajin, there are nechassim that are not meshubet to the chayiv, is not halacha in a certain type of nechassim, that there are certain type of nechassim that are not included in the shiba nechassim, but rather this, that all his nechassim are meshubet, the shiba nechassim is not strong enough to allow the malva to infringe on the loivet kedei chayiv, and therefore the goyin understands that it is dependent upon the time that the nechassim are being taken as a mashkin. If at the time that the nechassim are being taken as a mashkin, he is not infringing upon the kedei chayiv of the leva, then he is allowed to take those nechassim as a mashkin. And once the nechassim are a mashkin, he is not mechuyev to return those nechassim, even at the point of time that the leva needs those nechassim. It is only at a time that his netilas nechassim is infringing upon the kedei chayiv of the leva that we say that based on the halacha mesajin, he cannot take the nechassim as a mashkin. Since again at that time, the shiba nechassim does not allow the malva to infringe upon the kedei chayev of the leiva. That is a chayev pshat in the shita of the Goyin. Based on these stadim, one can go and explain this how we find the machlekes harishayim. If the halacha mesajin is only halacha in gvias chayev, or the halacha mesajin is halacha in atilas mashkin as well, is also dependent upon these stadim. This that Tesis and the Rosh understand, that halacha mesajin is only halacha in gvias chayiv and not halacha mashkin, is because Tesis and the Rosh understand that halacha mesajin is halacha in gvias chayiv. And the halacha mesadrin is not a halacha in shibun achasim. And since the halacha mesadrin is only a halacha in gvias chayiv, that one cannot collect a chayiv in a way that will infringe upon the kedei chayiv of the waiver. For that reason, we only apply the halacha mesadrin to an actual gvias chayiv and not to a case of netilas mashkin. This, that the Rishonim argue, is because the Rishonim understand that the halacha mesadrin is a halacha in hilcha shibur, that the nechasim are not mishubid as much as they are needed l'kedei chayiv, and therefore the halacha mesadrin will affect mashkin as well. Since nechasim are not mishubid as much as they will affect kedei chayiv, for that reason one cannot even take those nechasim as a mashkin, since one needs a shiba nechasim in order to take the nechasim ha-mishubadim as a mashkin. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Machlokes HaRishonim. In the Rambam we find the following chiddush. The Rambam understands, like the Rishonim, that the halacha mesadrin applies to mashkin as well. But as the Goyin explains pshat in the sheet of the Rambam differentiates between the mesadrin of netilas mashkin and the mesadrin of gvias chayiv. As far as mesadrin of gvias chayiv is concerned, anything that is necessary for kedei chayiv is included in the halacha of mesadrin for gvias chayiv. But as far as mesadrin for netilas mashkin is concerned, only the objects that are mentioned in the brayso are included in the halacha mesadrin. Any objects that are not mentioned in the brayso are not included in the halacha mesadrin as far as netilas mashkin is concerned. And therefore, for example, kar, which is not mentioned in the brayso, is not included in the halacha mesadrin as far as netilas mashkin is concerned. And therefore, as far as such objects, one will have the halacha of our Mishnah of Machzirin. That is how the Rambam answers Rishonim's kasha. As far as this, that we find in our Mishnah the halacha Machzirin, even by objects that are necessary for kedei chayiv. Now, here one has to understand pshat in this, that the Rambam understands that there are two different types of mesadrin. There is halacha mesadrin for gvias achayiv, and then there is halacha mesadrin as far as netilas mashkin is concerned. And the threshold to be considered kedei chayiv for netilas mashkin is much higher than what is necessary to be considered kedei chayiv as far as gvias chayiv. So to explain pshat in the Rambam, one can explain pshat in the Rambam based on this that we said before, that there are two ways as far as how to understand the halacha mesadrin. Either one can understand the halacha mesadrin, that halacha mesadrin is halacha and hilchas gvias chayiv, that one cannot collect a chayiv in a way that will infringe upon the kedei chayiv of the loiva. The second mahalach, as far as how to understand pshat in the mesadrin, is to say that based on the halacha mesadrin, whatever nechasim are necessary for kedei chayiv are not meshubed for the chayiv. Based on these two mahalachim, one can explain pshat in the Rambam as follows: that the Rambam understands that both dinim are true. First of all, there's halacha nochas kviyas chayiv, that one cannot collect the chayiv if his collection of the chayiv will infringe upon the kedei chayiv of the loiva. And then there is another halacha that whatever kelim are necessary for kedei chayiv are not included in the shiba nechasim. And therefore the Rambam differentiates between gvias chayiv and the netila of the nechasim as a mashkin. As far as gvias chayiv is concerned, we say that one cannot be gaveh the chayiv in a way that will infringe the kedei chayiv of the loiva. And therefore even kar v'keses are included in the halacha mesadrin, since the gvi of karvakeses will infringe upon the kedei chayiv of the loiva, and therefore one cannot be gvi karvakeses. But as far as the netila of the nechasim as a mashkin, that the entire halacha mesadrin is a halacha that whatever nechasim are necessary for kedei chayiv are not meshubah for the chayiv. And since those nechasim are not meshubah for the chayiv, for that reason one cannot take those nechasim as a mashkin. In order to be considered nechasim that are necessary for kedei chayiv, one needs a higher threshold of kedei chayiv. Karvakeses does not reach that threshold in order for us to say that karvakeses are not meshubed for the chayiv. Only the objects that are mentioned in the brayso reach that threshold of kedei chayiv in order for us to say that those nechasim are considered nechasim that are necessary for kedei chayiv, that for that reason those nechasim are not meshubed based on the halacha mesadrin. That is a chayra, how one can explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam. In our Mishnah we find the following machlokes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. If he is neitel the mashkin and machzer the mashkin l'olam, or do we say that he is only neitel machzer the mashkin till 3 days? Mishoishim u'aholan moicham ebeistin. Tanakama understands that he is neitel machzer the mashkin l'olam. On the other hand, according to Shem and Gamliel, the entire halacha of neitel machzer is only till 30 days. Mishoishim ve'elech Moicham Bebeistin. The Ramban explains Pshat and the Machoikis between Tanakama and the Mishon Ben Gamliel with one of two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch of the Ramban is this, that the Ramban says that the Machoikis between Tanakama and the Mishon Ben Gamliel is a Machoikis as far as Masajin is concerned. Tanakama holds Aloch as Masajin of Alchayv, and since Tanakama holds Aloch as Masajin of Alchayv, for that reason Mishoishim Veilach he cannot be Moicham Bebeistin, but rather, the Aloch is Noitin of Machzirin even after 30 days. On the other hand, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that there is no halacha mesadrin, and since there is no halacha mesadrin of Al-Khay, for that reason, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that after 30 days he can be meichon bebeistin. That is the first mahalach of the Ramban. The Ramban goes on to say that according to this, that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara wants to say that even according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, there is halacha mesadrin, and this Reb Shimon Gamliel says that after 30 days he is allowed to be meichon bebeistin. Is only referring to objects. They're not royally. The machloikis between Tanakama and Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is a machloikis if we say Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim hem or not. And according to Tanakama, we will say Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, and therefore everything is considered royally. And for that reason, even after 30 days, one cannot sell his nechasim based on the halacha of Masadrin. On the other end, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel understands that it is possible to have nechasim that are not considered ruyim loy. And therefore, as far as those nechasim are concerned, after 30 days, we will sell those nechasim. So again, according to both Mahalchim of the Ramban, this the Tanakhama understands, that even after 30 days, one cannot sell the nechasim is based on the halacha mesadrin. It is because of the halacha mesadrin that one cannot sell the nechasim. The Ramban goes on to bring the following pshat of Tesis, which is Tesis Narasugya. That Tesis explains that even according to Tanakama, one can say that Tanakama holds that there is no halacha mesadrin by a Baal Chayiv. This, that according to Tanakama, one cannot sell the mashkin after 30 days, is because of halacha v'ashavas ha'avot. The din of ashavas ha'avot is mechayiv that he is not allowed to sell the mashkin and have money instead. Reb Shimon Gamliel on the other end argues, and Reb Shimon Gamliel understands that the din Ashavas Ha'avot is only Mechayiv Tulam Adyayim, which is his mana basin. From then on, he is allowed to sell the mashkin. Now getting back to our Mishnah, this our Mishnah says that according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, after 30 days he's allowed to sell the mashkin. One has to understand what is taking place after 30 days. Is there a Gvias Chayiv taking place after 30 days? Or do we understand that even after 30 days there is no Gvias Chayiv taking place? All he is doing is this, that he is selling the mashkin, and now the mashkin will be the money that he received for the object that he sold. From this, Tesis says, that Pshat and Tanakama, that even after 30 days one cannot go and sell the mashkin, is based on Hilchas Chazaras HaMashkin. L'chayr one sees that what is taking place after 30 days is not a Gvias Chayiv, but rather all he is doing is selling the mashkin and receiving money instead. And now the money that he received instead of that object will be the mashkin. And the point of selling the object is not because he is coming to be goyve his chayiv, but rather it is in order that he should have to constantly be busy with the returning of the mashkin. As long as the mashkin is money, he is not mechuyev to return the money to the loyve. That is achir what one sees according to the shita of Tesis. This that the Ramban explains in his other pshatim, pshat and Tanakama. That Pshat and Tanakama is based on the Lacha Mesajin, and Pshat and Tanakama is not based on the Chiv Chazaras HaMashkin. One can explain that according to the other Pshatim, Mechira Lacha Lama that is taking place according to Reb Shimon Gamliel is a Gvias Chayiv. And therefore one can no longer explain Pshat and Tanakama, that this Tanakama says one cannot sell the Mashkin even after 30 days is based on the Chiv Chazaras HaMashkin, since what is taking place after 30 days is a Gvias Chayiv. And therefore, Pshat and Tanakama can only be based on the halacha of Mesadrin. And based on the halacha of Mesadrin, one cannot go and be goyve the chayiv by selling the mashkin. But now one has to understand, according to Tesis, if we are to understand, that the mechira that is taking place l'achar hamidyoyim is not a mechira of gvias chayiv, but rather he is selling the mashkin. Now the money will be a mashkin. What is pshat in this? Our Gemara asks, according to Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, that if Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is to hold that there is a halacha mesadrin, how can we go and sell the mashkin? According to the shita of Tesis that we mentioned before, the entire halacha mesadrin is only halacha in gvias chayiv, and not halacha in netilas mashkin. And therefore, how are we to understand pshat in the kasha of our Gemara and the raya of our Gemara that our Gemara proves from Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel that there is no halacha of mesadrin? So to explain Pshat and our Gemara, to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows. that even according to the Shita of Tosfos, one understands that halacha masajin is only halacha in Gvias Chayiv and not halacha in Netilas Mashkin. This, that there is no halacha masajin as far as Netilas Mashkin, is only because the Leva has the ability to retrieve his mashkin with paying up the Chayiv. And therefore the halacha masajin will not affect the taking of his nechasim as a mashkin. But to go and sell the mashkin and to receive money instead of the mashkin, then now he no longer has the ability to retrieve the chayfetz if he pays up the chayv. Based on the halacha masajin, one will not be able to go and sell the chayfetz. And for that reason, our Gemara asks and our Gemara proves from Rishonim and Gamliel that there is no halacha masajin. Had there been halacha masajin, then one cannot possibly go and sell the chayfetz after 30 days. That is achir what comes out from our Gemara. But if one looks carefully at the Ramban, one sees in the Ramban that the Ramban explains that the mechira that is taking place after 30 days is a gvias chayiv. And this the Tanakama argues in Rishonim and Gamliel is because Tanakama understands that as long as one has a chiyuv chazaras hamashkin, one cannot take the mashkin as a gvias chayiv. First one is mechiyuv to return the mashkin, and then one has a right to collect the object for his chayiv. The gvias chayiv can only take place after the chazaras hamashkin, and not before the chazaras hamashkin. As Ramban says, alam rotza machzer sakara fiu b'yoyim, v'yeyred lebeisen v'yigvuhu chayivay. And since according to the Ramban b'shitas hatesis, what is taking place with the mechira is a gvias chayiv, for that reason one can explain pshat in the kash of our Gemara very simply. The kash of our Gemara is that if Rav Shimon Gamliel is to hold of the halacha masajin, how can Rav Shimon Gamliel say that after 30 days one has a right to sell the mashkin and to collect his chayiv? What happened to the halacha masajin, which again according to the shita of Tosfos is the halacha and hilchas gevias chayiv? Now, as far as Hilchas Chiyuv Chazaras Mashkin, we find a tremendous machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos asks the following kasha: why didn't our Gemara bring Raya from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, who say Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Oisa Itzdala? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold of the Halacha Masajin, and based on the Halacha Masajin, we say that since Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Oisa Itzdala, for that reason, one cannot take away Oisa Itzdala. Tosfos explains that from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel one cannot prove that there is halacha masajin, since one can explain that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are referring to a case that he was gava b'teiras mashkin. The Tanakama sabred mavshitin oisa itzla basmea moneva nois noi harui loi. Mimena oisin hashava sabred b'choyim v'yim v'amoyser yiyo l'malva b'teiras mashkin v'yachzer oisa kwao. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel sabred minatova oisa hashava sabred. In other words, a machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If we say Mavshita Na'isa Itzdala, V'naisnoi Haruilei or not, is a Shailan Hilchas Chazaras Hamashkin. According to Tanakama, since we do not say Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Oisa Itzdala for that reason, we are not Machzor Oisa Itzdala, but rather we are only Machzor Itzdala Haruilei. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, since Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold that Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Oisa Itzdala, for that reason one is mechuyev to machzer the actual Itzdala bas me'amone. In the Ramban we find that the Ramban argues on Tosfos, and the Ramban understands that as far as the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin is concerned, one is mechuyev to machzer the Mashkin. And we will not say one is only mechuyev to machzer Itzdala Ru'uyin, even if we hold the Kol Yisrael are not B'nai Melachim, and even if we hold the Kol Yisrael are not Ru'uyin Oisa Itzdala, but still based on the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin, one is mechuyev to machzer the Mashkin that one took. And so too is the Shita of the Ran that we mentioned before. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes in Hilchas Chazaras HaMashkin. If one is mechuyev to machzer the Mashkin that one took, one is only mechuyev to machzer whatever is Ru'uyin. Now to explain Pshat in this machlokes HaRishonim, Lachira one can explain Pshat in this machlokes HaRishonim as follows: that the machlokes HaRishonim is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin. Do we understand that the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin is a halacha and hilchas mashkin, that one cannot hold on to a mashkin that the leiva needs, but rather one is a machlokes to machzer the mashkin to the leiva? Is that the Pshat in this that there is a Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin? Or do we understand that the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin is just a chiyuv tzedakah that the malva is mechuyev to the loiva? But the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin is not a halacha and hilchas mashkin. If we are to understand that the halacha of chazaras hamashkin is a halacha and hilchas mashkin, that the loiva still has a schos in his chayfetz, that his chayfetz should be returned to him when he needs his chayfetz, For that reason, the Ramban understands that even if the Mashkin was an Itzla Bas Me'amone, and we do not say Ko Yisrael Ru'ui Nois Itzla, but still the Malva will be Mokhuyev Ti Machzer the Itzla Bas Me'amone. Since the Itzla Bas Me'amone is a Mashkin, for that reason one has the Alocha Mehoches Mashkin, that the Loiva has his Chus, that the Mashkin should be returned to him whenever he needs the Mashkin. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Alocha of Chazaris HaMashkin is just a chiyuv tzedakah that the malva has to the loiva, then as long as the malva gives to the loiva as haroiva, he is being mekayim his chiyuv of tzedakah, and he is not mechuyev to return the itzla bas me'amone, but rather he has a right to go and sell the itzla bas me'amone and only return to the loiva as haroiva. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in this machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. So again, we have a seeming machlokes harishonim as far as how to understand the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin. Do we understand that the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin is a mitzvah stokah that is mutal al malva, that the malva is mechuyev to see that the loiva has what he needs? Is that the pshat in the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin, or do we understand that the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin is mehilchas mashkin, and the loiva has a schus that the mashkin should be returned to him whenever he needs it? L'chira, one nafkamina between these two tzadim is in a case that the malva withholds the mashkin and the malva does not return the mashkin to the loiva when he has to return the mashkin to the loiva. Do we say that the malva was just mevatel mitzvah asev chazaras hamashkin, but he is not considered a gazon on the mashkin, or do we understand that the malva is considered a gazon on the mashkin? If we are to say that all there is a mitzvah hamotar kakafta de gavra, that he is a mitzvah stoka to give the mashkin back to the loiva when the loiva needs the mashkin, then at the point of time that he withholds the mashkin from the loiva, he is not considered a gazon. He is not stealing the mashkin from the loiva, but rather all he is doing is being mevatel his mitzvah that is mutl on him to return the mashkin to the loiva. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the chiyuv chazaras hamashkin is mehochas hamashkin and the loiva is a schos, that the mashkin should be returned to him whenever he needs the mashkin, then with the malva withholding the mashkin, and with the malva not returning the mashkin to the loiva, he is considered a gazon. He is stealing from the loiva. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara has the following kasha. Our Gemara asks, V'yachziru behektish kalachemir mi ba'alchei v'ma ba'alchei v'shemesadrin machzirin. Hektish shemesadrin ein oidin shemachzirin. In the Mefarshim, we find the following kasha. The Mefarshim asks, what is it sad that by hektish there should be alacha machzirin? The loiva will not be able to use the mashkin, since the mashkin belongs to hektish, and therefore if the loiva uses the mashkin, he'll be mayo behektish. So to answer this kash, we find that Rabbi Yashiv answers his kash with the following malach. Rabbi Yashiv answers his kash based on this that we find before, that there is a drasha as far as achilas poil is concerned, that a poil only has a right to eat mishal hedyit and not mishal hektish, which is based on this, that the pasuk says, Ki savai bekerem re'echa, and from the word re'echa, we darshan re'echa v'loi shal hektish. Reb Chaim explains that this, when you drasha to teach us re'echa v'loi shal hektish, the pearl does not eat mishal hektish, is because I would have said that if not for the drasha, since mila from hektish is dependent upon this, that it is considered as if he is stealing from hektish, if the pearl has a schos to eat mishal hektish, it will not be considered a gzela, and since he will not be considered a gzela, for that reason he will not be mayo. And so too Rabbi Yashiv goes on to say that as far as our sugya, had there been alacha machzirin, the loiva will not be mayo. But this teretz is only if we are to understand that alacha machzirin is mischuse aloiva, and the loiva has a schus mamin, which is mechayev the malva to machzer the mashkin to the loiva when the loiva needs the mashkin. But if we are to understand the entire alacha machzirin is only a mitzvah that the malva has to the loiva, and the malva has a mitzvah of tzedakah to the loiva, then the mitzvah itself will not take away the me'ilah from hektish. And therefore, again, one has to understand what is pshat in this, our Gemara asks, that based on a kavachimer, the halacha should be machzirin by hektish. So, to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows. This, our Gemara asks, that based on a kavachimer, there should be halacha machzirin by hektish. Our Gemara means to say that even though hektish is not kaina mashkin, but still there should be alacha machzirin. And since hektish is not kaina mashkin, for that reason, there will not be me'ila. This I one can say, that even though hektish is not kaina the mashkin, but still there is alacha machzirin, and machzirin is not dependent upon a kinyan in the mashkin, So too Acheres Mavur in the Rimigash. The Ran, in the beginning of Shavuos Hadayanim, brings down the following Chiddush of the Rimigash. The Rimigash says, this that we say that a Baal Chayv is Kaina Mashkin, is only with a Gviya based in. But if the Loive gives a Mashkin Midaitai, then one is not Kaina the Mashkin. The Ktsayis and Simonai Base of Katan Base asks the following to me on the Rimigash from this that we find in our Gemara, that there is a Chiyav of Ashavas Ha'avot, even by a case of Mishkinei Shaloi Bershos. By a case of Mishkinei Shaloi Bershos, the Gvias Hamashkin was not done by Beistin, and still there is a Chiyav Chazaras Hamashkin. Vachir, the Chiyav Chazaras Hamashkin is dependent in Lachati Yetzdaka, which is the Makar Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin. And so to the Ksais asks, on this that we find in the Mishnah Malach, that the Mishnah Malach says that this that we say, that Shaloi Bershas Havah Baal Chayv is Kaina Mashkin, is only Alpi Beistin. But if he gave the mashkin me'atzmai, that is considered b'shas hava, and therefore one will not have the halacha b'al chayv kaina mashkin. The Ksaisa asks on this that the Rambam says in Perek Vav me'hochas malva v'leiva, that there is a mitzvah hashavas ha'avot, even if the leiva gave a mashkin midaitai. So again, from the Rambam, Mochir one clearly sees that there is a halacha b'al chayv kaina mashkin, even if the mashkin was given midaitai. So from the Rimigash, and the Mishnah Melech, one clearly sees that the mitzvah Hashavas Ha'avot is not dependent upon Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, but rather, even if Baal Chayv is not Kaina Mashkin, but still one will have the mitzvah of Hashavas Ha'avot. In other words, the mitzvah of Hashavas Ha'avot is not dependent upon this that Hashavas Ha'avot is considered a tzedakah, which is based on Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, but rather the chiyuv Hashavas Ha'avot is a chiyuv even if the Baal Chayv is not Kaina the Mashkin, and even if it is not considered a tzedakah. And therefore, so too one can say as far as Hektish is concerned, even if Hektish is not Kaina the Mashkin, but still, our Gemara understands we should say a Kavol Chaymer, there should be a Chiyuv Chazar by Hektish. And since Hektish was not Kaina the Mashkin, for that reason, there will not be Me'ila in this Mashkin. The Mashkin does not belong to Hektish. This that the Ksais understands, that the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin is dependent upon this, that the Chazaras HaMashkin is considered a tzedakah, is a chayav because the Ksais understands that the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin is a chayav tzedakah that the Malva has to the Leiva. And therefore, only if it is considered tzedakah will we say that the Malva has a chayav Chazaras to the Leiva. And therefore, if tzedakah is dependent upon this, that Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, from here one sees that Baal Chayv is Kaina Mashkin, even if the Mashkin is given me das Haleva, like one sees in the Rambam, and so too one sees that there is a Lacha Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, even if the Mashkin was taken Shaloi Bershos. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara differentiates between a Mashkin Shaloi Bishas Hava and a Mashkin Bishas Hava, and the Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin is only by a Mashkin Shaloi Bishas Hava, and not by a Mashkin Bishas Hava. Rashi explains, this that there is a Chiyuv Chazar by Mashkin Shaloi Bishas Hava means Bebeistin. There is no Chiyuv Chazara. In other words, Rashi explains that the difference between Shas Hava and Shaloi Bishas Hava is because Shas Hava is Midas Haleva and Shaloi Bishas Hava is Shaloi Midas Haleva, but rather it is Bebeistin. Ochir 1 can explain Pshat and Rashi based on the Migash and the Mishnah Melech that we mentioned before, that in order to have Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, one needs that the Mashkin was Nigves Bebeistin. And Rashi understands, not only does one need the Gviya Bebeistin in order to have Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, but even as far as Chazaras HaMashkin, one needs the Gviya Bebeistin, since the Chiyav Chazaras HaMashkin is dependent in Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, as we mentioned before, B'Shem L'Ksais. And therefore, only if the Mashkin was Nigves Bebeistin, that the Baal Chayv is Kaina the Mashkin, will the Baal Chayv have a Chiyav Chazaras HaMashkin. But as the Ksais asks, in our Gemara one clearly sees that there is a Chiyav Chazaras HaMashkin even by a case of Mishkinei Shaloi Bershos. Mishkinei Shaloi Bershos was a Mashkin Shaloi Bebeistin, and still there is a Chiyav Chazaras HaMashkin. So to answer this kasha, Ochir one has to say as follows. This, the Rashi says, that there is a Chiyav Chazar by Mishkinei Shaloi Bershos HaVosei is only referring to Mishkinei Bebeistin, which, as we mentioned before, is based on this that we say that in order to have Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, one needs Mishkinei Bebeistin, which is a Chayr Rashi Shita before in the Af Pei Beisim and Aleph. And for that reason, since without Mishkinei Bebeistin one does not have Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, so too there is no Chiyuv Chazaras HaMashkin. This that one needs Mishkinei Bebeistin just means that Basin said that there is a din to take the mashkin, and Basin sent a shliach to take the mashkin. Then even if he went himself and took the mashkin shloikadin, and he took the mashkin be'isser, but still one will have the halacha of bal chayv kaina mashkin, and therefore one will have a chiv chazaras hamashkin. But if Basin did not send the shliach to take the mashkin, then if the person went himself and took the mashkin, one will not have the halacha bal chayv kaina mashkin, and there will be no chiv chazaras hamashkin. This we differentiate between if Basin said to take a mashkin or if Basin did not say to take a mashkin. It's similar to this that we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Kuf Yigimel B'Shein the Chazon Yecheskel, that the Chazon Yecheskel explains that sometimes an Atilas Mashkin Choy B'Shos is considered a Gzela, and sometimes an Atilas Mashkin Choy B'Shos is not considered a Gzela. If Basin said to take a mashkin, then such an atilah shvei b'shos is not considered a gzeila. On the other hand, if Basin did not say to take a mashkin, then such an atilah b'shos is considered a gzeila. And so too one can say b'shitas Rashi that such an atilah shvei b'shos without Basin saying to take a mashkin will not have the halacha bal chayv kaina mashkin, and so too one will not have the chiyav of chazaras hamashkin. That is a chayav pshat in the shita of Rashi. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha. Tanu Rabbanan vim ish ani hu ishka ba vaitai ha asher shachiv. On that our Gemara asks, my kamar, Omer Sheshes hachi kamar, vim ish ani hu ishka ba vaitai atzucha ha asher shachiv ba vaitai atzucha. So to explain pshat in this, our Gemara asks, my kamar, we find the Rashi explains as follows. Vachi bishvil shu asher itire lishka ba talisai, varehu ribis atzai, sheishtamish vimashkoi naichinam. In Rashi and Pesachim and the Fomad Aleph, we basically find the Rashi Shita is this, that we say Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, Baal Chayv is Kaina Mashkin, was Chayv Ba'insin. Ramban in Shavuos Nafchav Hamad Aleph asks the following Kasha on the Shita of Rashi. The Ramban asks that in order to be Chayv Ba'insin, one needs Kohana Shaloi just like a Shoyal. The Malva himself is also a Shtamish with the Mashkin. Vim the Shtamish Ma'al Eschar Leleve. And therefore it is not Kohana Shaloi, and if it is not Kohana Shaloi, what is pshat in this, the Rashi says, that based on the halacha bal chayv kaina mashkin, he is chayv ba'insin. So to answer this kash, we find that the shach in Siman Ayin Beis of Katan Tes says as follows. The shach says, manuei molon chein ha-malva yochol ha-shtamish b'shar shu b'yadei, k'goyim b'kar b'yayim u'b'machresh ha-balayla, kivon shuhu shalei l'piroin chayvei, el adrachmona chayvei la'adur elei mishum tztaka, avok shu b'yadei yochol ha-shtamish. In other words, the Shach says, maybe the Malva has a right to Mishtamish in the Mashkin, and therefore it is called Nashalai. The Shach goes on to say, Inami afiotema de nirosho Mishtamish, afiuhochi chai ba'insin, kivan the Balchev kaina Mashkin, a rehu shalai wa gamri, vaha de nirosho Mishtamish by a hainu mishum, the kivan the Rachmana chai ve laaseis tztaka, lachzira b'shas tashmishai, im kain kishazay Mishtamish, yivchais mitztaka mutala salav.
In other words, in the second teretz of the Shach says that even if we are to say that the Malva cannot be Mishtamish with the Mashkin, this, that the Malva cannot be Mishtamish with the Mashkin, is only because Rachmona Chai Ve'las Itztaka Lachzir B'Shas Tashmishai. And therefore, with his Ishtamshos, Yivchais Mitztaka Hamutelas Olav She'iskalko. And since really, based on his Kinyan, the Malva is allowed to be Mishtamish in the Mashkin, for that reason, the Malva is Chayav Ba'insin. From the Shach in his first teretz, one sees that the Shach understands that according to the Shita of Rashi, the Malva has a right to Mishtamish with the Mashkin. The Shach in his second teretz says that based on the kinyan that the Malva has in the Mashkin, he should be able to Mishtamish in the Mashkin. This, that the Malva is not able to Mishtamish in the Mashkin, is only because he has a Chiyav Chazaras HaMashkin. And with his Ishtamishas, the Mashkin might be Niskalko. The Ktzeis and Simons are designs of Katan Ches asks the following to me on the Shach from our Gemara. Our Gemara asks, my Kamar, how can one say that an Asher is allowed to be Shachiv Ba'avaitai? If we are to say like the Shach, that the entire Isser Ishtamshos is only based on this, that there is a Chiv Chazaras HaMashkin, by an Asher that there is no Chiv Chazaras HaMashkin, L'chir the Malva should be allowed to Mishtamish with the Mashkin. And therefore, an asher is allowed to be shachiv ba'avaitai. And therefore, what is pshat in this that our Gemara asks, my kamar?
This is the kasha that the Ktzeis asks on the shita of the Shach.
So to answer the Ksaisa's to me on the Shach, Vachira, one can say the following tremendous Chiddush, that the Shach understands that this that we say Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin is dependent upon the Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin, since the Makar for this that we say Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin is from the Pasuk of Ulcha Tiet Staka, which is referring to the Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin. And since Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin is dependent upon the Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin, the entire halacha Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin was only said where there is a Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin, and therefore the entire halacha Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin is only by a Mashkin from a Loive who is an Ani. Since by Loive who is an Ani there is a Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin, on the other hand, by Leiva, who is an Asher, that there is no Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin, so too there is no Halacha of Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin. And therefore, this that our Gemara asks my Kamar is as Rashi explains, that by an Asher, the Malva will be Mishtamish with the Mashkin, it will be considered Ribbis. This that the Shach says, that the only Isser to Mishtamish with the Mashkin is only based on the Chiyav Chazaras Mashkin, is referring to the Mashkin of an Ani. Since by the Mashkin of an Ani one has the Halacha Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, for that reason it will not be considered Ribbis, since he's being Mishtamesh B'Shaloi. It is as if he is using his own Chayfetz. Only by an Asher, the one does not have the Halacha Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, is there a problem of Ribbis, since he is not being Mishtamesh B'Shaloi, but rather he is being Mishtamesh B'Shaloive. That is Zechira, how one can answer the Ksaisa's Kasha on the Shach from our Gemara. But as is Mashma, from the Lashon of the Gemara, wherever the Gemara says Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin, the Stimas Lashon HaGemara is Mashma that Halacha Baal Chayv Kaina Mashkin applies to all types of Mashkinis, whether the Mashkin is a Mashkin from a Leiva who is an Ani, and whether the Mashkin is a Mashkin from a Leiva who is an Asher, and therefore Divrei HaShach Tzrichin Iyun.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.